Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hoping to avoid further violence and bloodshed, the public is to be pressured into accepting measures that will move the country gradually and legally toward communism, but without calling it that. The strategy of the proletarian revolution calls for the quiet conversion of our government into a communist regime, but under the banner of socialism.
Well, couldn't have said it better myself. That was Ed Griffin, and Creature of Jekyll Island was his book, and a number of documentaries and talks and exposing the government for what it is across the nation in his entire life, it seems. He's almost into his 90s, and let me tell you, that was back in the 60s, and he got it right. How they do it, the measures they take, they pressure people into the, really under the guise of utter chaos until they finally accept the measures that are given by a more controlling, tyrannical government. So that's kind of how it works. And then you introduce communism that way. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you. I've got Dr. Duke Pesta. I've got Uncle Milty. Uncle Milty, how are you, my friend?
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Dr. Duke Pesta from the Dr. Duke Show. Happy to always have him as a co-host because he's one of the reasons our numbers just shot through the roof. And let me tell you, when he takes on a subject, you want to listen. The Dr. Duke Show plays 4 days a week, right?
5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
5 days a week, wow.
Half an hour, yeah.
Wow,
and,
good job.
All new content, and we really, look, if you want to understand where we are as a culture, stop reading the mainstream newspapers. I'm not even sure you should bother watching Fox anymore. I mean, so much garbage.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to know where we are, pay attention to what's happening in education. Our blog, our podcast is all about the corruption of education from kindergarten through college. If you understand what's happening there, you will have every understanding of why we're in the mess we're in today.
What a brilliant point you just made, because who are the ones out there really doing the rioting, the chaotic, the lawlessness, are going to be our younger ones, our youth, right? Our youth, young adults, okay? The younger side of the young adults. And what's amazing is the education that they have received and why they would go around, besides getting paid, why you would go around embarking on this kind of lawlessness in the country. I think what you just said was gold, too, in the way, Dr. Duke, that if you look at education, you can always tell what's going on in a country.
Yeah, Lincoln was right. Of course, Lincoln, who's being pulled down from his pedestals now. Lincoln was right. The philosophy of the government in one generation is all it takes to get the philosophy of the country, that ideology, the next one. It takes just one generation. And you're watching now. Give credit where it's due. This is the Colin Kaepernick generation. This is a kid who grew up like Obama, right? Mm-hmm. Mixed race, but had a lot of perks and prerogatives, was never a poor kid. This is a kid who had the best of everything. He got a football scholarship, multimillionaire, completely rich kid who has gone off the rails now because he's been deeply indoctrinated with Marxist thinking. And he's leading a generation of college-educated kids who are the same way. They don't know anything about history. They don't know anything about civics. They don't know anything about economics. They don't know anything about the long struggle to get to where we are civilizationally. They just want to turn it upside down. They are anarchists. They're not even pretending to be Marxists anymore. Kaepernick is siding with openly Marxist causes. You have the founders of Black Lives Matter, who came out and admitted last week that the purpose of Black Lives Matter is, number one, to get rid of Donald Trump, right? They're calling now for CNN. Is calling for the uprooting of our racist history, right?
Wow.
So what you've got now, welcome to the world. These are for four generations, university professors turned out kids like this. Now those kids have corporations on their side, they have media on their side, they have tech on their side, they have Hollywood on their side, they have the music industry on their side, they have journalism on their side, they have the public schools, they have the high schools, they have the universities on their side. And what you're seeing here is the kind of rampant lawlessness that leads to fascism. This is not about equity. This is not about social justice. Mm-hmm. This is about transforming every aspect of this culture into a socialist on the way to a communist world. And don't forget what Marx said. Karl Marx said this, and I'm sure Kaepernick learned it in his sociology classes. I'm sure the 1619 people read about Marx in their history classes. first lesson of Marx, besides the fact that there is no God, is that socialism is and always will be but the first step to genuine communism.
Jeez. Well,
that's exciting.
Yeah. And so we've got the tearing down left and right of monuments continuing. And is anyone stepping up to protect these monuments?
Are they not protecting these monuments, look at some of the people who are being proposed to take the place. Last week we talked about Dolly Parton and Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Now that idiot actor, Ben Stiller, said, good, they took down the Theodore Roosevelt statue that was outside of one of New York City's museums. Now, this was a statue that had Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, on horseback, and standing on either side of the horse was an African slave and a Native American. And the whole purpose of that statue was to demonstrate how much Teddy Roosevelt did for minority races way, way back at the turn of the century. And of course, now that is unfashionable. Why should the white man sit on his horse while the two minority cultures are standing in their of smaller stature? So it's got to go now. And Ben Stiller came out and said, why don't we build a statue instead of to Teddy Roosevelt, to Robin Williams, who played Teddy Roosevelt, Roosevelt in the Night at the Museum movies, literally.
Right.
He deserves it, right? So you see, this is the thing that gets me, and it makes the point that I started the show with. These people are so clueless and so uneducated that they can't even point to any worthy African Americans in history who they want statues for. They can't point to any Hispanics and say, hey, this guy should replace it. Cesar Chavez, not Teddy Roosevelt. They have no cultural memory.
Right.
These are perfect blank tabula rasa, blank slate idiots, right? Who all they can think of, oh, John Legend's a good guy. I like John Legend. Let's have a this is how they think.
No,
right? And so you see the statues come down. You see them today, over the weekend, a World War II monument in North Carolina was vandalized. Mm-hmm. And what did they vandalize it with? The hammer and the sickle, right?
Yeah.
You don't think this is the thing that gets me, and I've said it before on your show, I want to say it one more time, maybe to get us rolling here today. You think for 1 minute that this is being controlled by people like Kaepernick? If you think for 1 minute all of this is orchestrated and paid for by grassroots college kids, you are as sadly, pathetically deluded as can be. All of this is being done by globalist and communist movements, people like Soros. They're behind all these puppets. And you think about all these corporations that are getting on board now. We have mentioned many times before that one of the hallmarks of fascism in the 20th century is the co-opting, rather than the taking over of industry, you co-opt industry to your terms. Rather than getting rid of all police, you transform local police into a federated police system. This is what's going to happen. It's already beginning here. And let's not forget, in Germany, where they've got a lot to be ashamed of, a whole long history of being ashamed. There's a Black Lives Matter revolution taking place there, too. They're pulling down all the statues of Jefferson and Washington that existed in Germany are being pulled down. And this weekend, they erected a brand new statue in Germany of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. That's who they put up.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
That's kind of amazing to me, because the 1960s and 70s, 90% of interracial marriages were German women and black men, black Americans. No, that's a fact.
Yeah.
That was a real common thing for black American soldiers to marry German women.
Interesting. Well, it's so backwards. You take Aunt Jemima off the syrup, and this was an accomplishment by one of the first black millionaire women in the United States at the turn of the century, and you take it off to support equality? Strange.
You know, I just wrote an article that was published in the New American Magazine, and they make the following point. You watch those rallies, you watch those riots, and the thing that got me is that because of Antifa, you had young white rickets-ridden, concave chest, little bird-like Antifa people, white guys, standing in front of black cops and screaming the N-word in their faces. All because a police officer killed George Floyd. Now, seriously, and these white kids who were screaming the N-word in the faces of black cops, they didn't put the A on the end. You know, when you put the A on the end of the N-word, that makes it okay for rappers and identity politics professors to say the word the same way that college sorority girls use the word like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But Think about what we've gotten to. You had armed, in many cases, African-American police officers who had to stand by while the N-word was screamed at them by little white kids. And they were fully armed, and they were fully – these had their tasers and their truncheons and their guns, and they were allowed to do nothing. That's what racial justice is to these idiots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure about you, but when it comes to professional athletes – I am really interested. I've been waiting for months to sitting on the edge of my seat wondering what Brett Favre had to say.
Yeah, and why isn't Brett Favre canceled for sending naked pictures of himself to girls?
There
remember when he was doing that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Reporters?
Yeah, that's
why isn't Brett Favre, right, as a hillbilly redneck Southerner who sends naked pictures of, and my wife's a Southern girl, so I'm being sarcastic here. Mm-hmm. Why is he? So now he comes out and says that Colin Kaepernick is every bit as much a hero as Pat Tillman. Yep. With all due respect, Brett, you got to get woker than that. Tillman was killing brown-skinned people in Iraq, right? He's a hero.
Yeah.
He walked away from the NFL to go salute the flag rather than stay in the NFL and kneel for it. He's passe. You got to come up with a better role model for Colin Kaepernick than somebody who was a big pro flag guy, a big fighting in foreign war guy. Get with your wokeness, Brett. Nice try, but you're showing your redneck colors.
Exactly. The comparison to him and Pat Tillman. That just astound, that should astound people. I mean, honestly, come on.
Well, yeah, but I have to be at least sympathetic that Favre is 50 years old and a has-been.
Yeah.
He had to do something.
I guess so. He had to get in the headlines somehow. And what does he do? He mentions Pat Tillman.
Yeah.
Pat Tillman.
Yeah,
what an amazing guy Tillman was.
What's particularly reprehensible about Favre is how many millions has he made since he retired on Wrangler jeans commercials where there's all the flags flying in the background and cowboy boots and hats and people sitting around eating red meat at the barbecue about the Wrangler jeans that Brett Favre. See, Brett Favre's an all-American boy. He don't wear none of them Vidal Sassoon jeans, none of that French stuff, right? And now he turns around now and makes this absolutely ludicrous statement. Again, so ludicrous that it's not even leftist enough, right?
Yeah.
When you break it down.
Well, it's as loony as putting up a George Floyd mural that's going up in different cities. The guy's an ex-con. The guy was in for armed robbery, and this is the hero? This is the hero.
So does the mural have a little section where he's in alcohol rehab, another one where he's sitting in jail,
and probably another one
where he's hassling people up? Is that one? Yeah.
No, it doesn't. I don't think it mentions that he was probably an informant, too. But, you know, we can't mention that because you can't mention the truth.
We should be hearing any minute, though, that Wrangler dropped Favre.
You think? I don't know. They might support him in this.
Yeah,
you never know with businesses the way they are. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Everybody's bowing down to these globalists. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
100 ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down this
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I know, way back machine. You know why? I was longing for the 70s. I think I'd rather have the 70s back with all the turmoil we were going through in the 70s than have to deal with these punks and these rioters and these insane group of people. At least you knew what people were rioting for, several decades back when I was growing up. You at least knew what their reasoning was. You don't anymore. It's so convoluted. And I've got Dr. Duke Pesta to talk about it. I've got Uncle Milty to talk about it. Dr. Duke?
You know, you faded in. I missed the very first part of that. What were you asking me to do?
The 70s. I mean, I was longing for the 70s. I played Brandy by Looking Glass because, I would rather take at least when we saw riots, we knew there was their purpose for doing them. There's no purpose to this because you can tell because they're tearing down everything that's even in their favor. They're tearing down every accomplishment, every anything that is anything American whatsoever.
I think if the 70s is a good place to go back to because whether we should have been in it or not is another question, but the absolute refusal to win the Vietnam War was a serious concession that the Americans were no longer really going to fight communism.
Right.
From then on, it was the Cold War. We outspent them in the 80s, which caused the collapse of Russia, the Soviet Union, but not before you had people like Bernie Sanders going over and Bill de Blasio going over there for honeymoons, right?
Right.
We outlasted them financially. But there was a line in the sand, it seemed to me, that fighting, actively opposing the spread of communism was not something we were going to be very much interested in anymore. And what happened? They all, after the Soviet Union fell, they all became environmentalists. They infiltrated every aspect of American culture. The Chinese became incredibly rich because of our politicians selling us out and selling out American jobs and selling out American technology. And here we are now, a place where three generations since the 60s, that radicalization of the colleges that took place in part because of Vietnam shows you now, three, four generations of that, you've got people 35, 40 and under who ignorantly embrace the idea of socialism, not able to distinguish it from anything else. They see that as the future.
And so I love that. Thank you for that. And here we are now in a time when what are we doing? We're going about this, and it's actually, I think, mocking Christ. We're going around kissing feet, washing feet. You've got Dan Cathy, you've got all from Chick-fil-A CEO. You've got all of this insanity going on with this new movement. I think they had no place else to go.
Well, it's being done as a way to shame people now.
Right.
And this is it's not all that new. This started last summer. The Black Hebrew Israelite group, when that young Catholic boy got in trouble.
Big Sandman.
They started this, and now it's becoming popular again. And they're having these protests, and they're making white people come up and kiss their boots and apologize for being white. And they're doing it. The people are doing it.
Jeez.
Go to YouTube and type that in, kissing black feet, for instance. You will be stunned at what you see. And this is, I mean, and the idea, and you're seeing religious sellouts. You're seeing people like Joel Osteen, the huckster who's made millions off of Lakewood Church in Houston, the guy who refused to be political, who wasn't going to bring politics into his pulpit until he saw Black Lives Matter and decided to march with them. That was okay. He wouldn't get involved in, you know, Hillary, trying to combat Hillary or the radical anti-religious left, couldn't be bothered by all of these legislation was being passed that would force religious people to go against their conscience. Couldn't be bothered with any of that because he's happy preacher Joel, but now he's found a cause he can get behind. And Cathy, I forget his first name. Is it Dan Cathy?
Dan.
One of the founders of Chick-fil-A, who is now one of the people running it, who basically came out and said that white people should be ashamed of themselves. They should be cleaning the boots. They should be shining the boots of black people all across the country. Where are you getting this imagery from? If you're trying to co-opt Christ, let me point something out to you. Christ was the one with all the power. And Christ washed the feet of his disciples, not to prove that they were greater than he was, but to prove the idea that we should serve each other. The people who are kissing black feet or bowing down to black people are doing it not in the name of accommodation, they're doing it in the name of power.
Yeah,
right? This is a power play. Look at
that.
Go to YouTube and look at these videos. These are blacks, paramilitary black, I would use the word thugs if it hadn't been so racialized, who are mocking these people when they bow. They've got a big fat donation. Jesus had a donation bucket when he was washing feet next to him. They've got buckets for donations right there. You've got somebody on a loudspeaker telling all the people, hey, white people, this is your future. Christ on your knees before those who hate you was not your future. And so you see people like, and I'm done with Chick-fil-A. I have been over the years the biggest supporter of them. Even 6 months ago, when this same idiot decided he was going to stop funding overtly Christian charities like the Salvation Army because they were quote unquote not inclusive enough, I could still, it's his money, he can spend it where he wants. But this is a bridge too far for me. And I feel bad for all of you local owners of your Chick-fil-A for what this guy's doing. Your brand was built on genuine Christian service. It's my pleasure to serve you. How can I help you today? Community and activism, where you're bringing Chick-fil-A sandwiches when there's floods or when there are fires. And now you got a guy at the top who's throwing his weight behind this idea that there is something culturally wicked about being white, that we should be literally cleaning the boots of black people. Mm-hmm. Does that include all black people? Mm-hmm. Should I get down on my knees before LeBron James and clean his boots?
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure he's got an army of people to do it for him. Or is this just poor blacks who don't seem to be represented in this? Or is it just activist blacks whose boots we should kiss? I mean, for the love of God, these same people who would never, ever, ever stand up for traditional values, now because they see which way the money wind is blowing, mm-hmm. are getting on the bandwagon real quick. And it's disgusting. I said this before the show started, and I'm going to say it here. Mm-hmm. I believe that institutional Christianity, organized religion, Christianity in this country, is already been canceled. They just don't know it. The financially smart ones have already abandoned, the rats have abandoned the ship, right? Mm-hmm. But institutional, if you're getting rid of all this stuff, in short order, here's my prediction. If Joe Biden wins in the fall, within 1 year, you will have a new flag and a new national anthem, right? Mm-hmm. Given that we've all surrendered to this mob, the mob has the power. And the Confederate flag was always a predicate just to get to the American flag. The anthem. They tore down the statue of Francis Scott Key. The anthem is all about privilege and militarism, we've been told. This is not going to end until the flag has been replaced, until the anthem has been replaced, until the Pledge of Allegiance is either removed or altered dramatically. They have to go. And let's not forget where this is ultimately tending. There's going to have to be a radical do-over of the American Constitution.
And social media is not censoring any of that.
In fact, they're apologizing and hiding the mm-hmm. worst of it so it doesn't look so bad.
Well, yeah. There was a post on Facebook, and they announced it. People complained about it, and they said, we're not going to take it down. It does not violate our community standards. I just want to read a couple lines. It starts out, it says, if I had the power to do so, I would have a white gallows built in rows at the White House and hang white people until they stink, and then put the next bunch up to hang until they stink. And the last sentence is, other cities will follow suit precisely in this fashion until all of America has been completely cleansed of whiteness.
So these comments are okay.
That's okay.
That's okay. Google says this is fine, but if you say anything else, see, it's black rage versus white guilt. And so if you just chalk one up for black rage, it's okay. It's just rage. And then all of the white guilt should roll in after that. Is that what the media is trying to teach us right now?
Well, if whiteness is the problem, and for over a decade we've heard that now, whiteness is the problem. Mm-hmm. Do you think you're going to get rid of whiteness and leave white people here? I mean, do you think it's enough to purge white statues and books written by white people and white versions of history and white – you think that's mm-hmm. going to purge them?
Yeah.
No, this guy's right. I mean, if indeed white people are the problem,
the only way this
ends is to go away.
Yep.
Jeez.
Kissing their boots is not going to be enough.
Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Dr. Pesta and myself and Uncle Milty.
Yeah, good afternoon. Mm-hmm. I would like to talk about this communism.
Mm-hmm.
For about 40 years, half the world was enslaved all the way into the 1990s or beginning of the 1990s mm-hmm. under communism. 200 million lost their lives, and the rest were enslaved. We're talking about territory and population. Now, they used all sorts of tactics to bring this about, all sorts of terrorism, war, treachery, deceit. Lenin and Stalin were quite open about use of deceit. Mm-hmm. But one thing they used that was very effective as well was ideology. And what was the ideology of Marxism? That the collective, a group, the classes are being persecuted. Mm-hmm. Persecuted is a really important rule, and that's what we're seeing here with these racist persecution, collectivist con game, is that the group is being persecuted. They're doing exactly the same thing. The group here is mainly racial. With Marx, it was mainly class, but it was also racial, too, but that's a mm-hmm. discussion for another time.
Right.
We're seeing exactly the same pattern of conquest that we saw. They used it in the 50s, 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. and it's on steroids right now that we saw under communism and able to control half the world's population. And yeah. the other thing I wanted to mention about the statues, what's really important in the statues is not history. Mm-hmm. Of course, these are historical figures, but statues are tributes. They're mm-hmm. they're honoring these people. Mm-hmm. They're tributes to these people, and people don't know the history. History is in the books, right. not in the statues. And these people, like Robert E. Lee, was one of the greatest Americans. I read most of a mm-hmm. biography on him once.
Yeah.
What an honorable person. He was one of
We've
the,
done shows on him.
One of the greatest generals. Strategist generals that ever existed.
Yeah.
He was never said a negative word about blacks in terms of the racist statements that we had from Lincoln, where mm-hmm. Lincoln said they were inferior and we have to send back to Africa.
Right.
He was such a great man. We got to learn the history about these people.
I agree.
Who they're tearing down.
I agree. Thank you for the call. Yep. What do you think?
I think we're past. I mean, he gave a good summary of what mm-hmm. we've been talking about for 12 years.
Yep.
With all it was a great. He's much more concise than I am, but it's. It's the past, right? Mm-hmm. We've crossed a turning point here now. I mean, who's going to teach the kids this? You say mm-hmm. we need to learn our right. history. Who's going to teach it? We've been screaming about uh-huh. this for 10 years and no one's done it. In fact, it's gotten worse. Now the New York mm-hmm. Times has come out today mm-hmm. and because they were asked to by Black Lives Matter, they're now calling these riots and protests the Black Lives Matter riots,
no,
right?
Geez.
And
yeah.
so the one more example of this, a private school academy in Nashville, Tennessee today, said they are canceling their yearly celebration of George Washington because we no longer teach history that way and these people have to go.
Mm-hmm.
This is he's right, that principal of that school is right. We don't, the kind of history that the caller said, we do not teach it, we will not teach it. We're not going back to that. Who in the universities is gonna do it?
Right.
Who in the public schools is gonna do it? I mean, when you got Republicans putting things like ensuring not mm-hmm. only that things like Common Core, which is collective core, he's right, it's right. not collectivism. Common Core is collectivist core, right?
Mm-hmm.
One collective education for all, inferior but radically political.
Yes.
It was Republicans who allowed it into the schools. It was Republicans who passed laws in 2015 to right. make sure it couldn't go away. Who's going to fix it?
Yep, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy and friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I said, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Jump off, nobody gonna know. Can't you see?
Hi there. Can't
Whoa,
you see?
Can't you see?
Oh boy, I hope people are starting to wake up. We don't need any more woke. We need awake at this venture. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com. You can get all the podcasts there. Those are live recordings of the Daily Show, and I welcome you to do that. Also, make sure you go over to Balance of Nature. This is a product I believe in because this has your fruits and vegetables dehydrated down, and they take them when they're the ripest and the most amazing fruits and vegetables, 31 of them daily. and they take them down and they put them into capsule form. And so you take a couple of these and you're shoring up your immune system. And I do think there are going to be things coming for our immune system that we're going to need a strong one. We do not have a strong immune system. We all have an immune system and it's working, but we need it to be stronger for sure. Go to balanceofnature.com and order up. You'll get it quickly. They'll ship within 24 hours. And also they'll give you a free health coach. You don't have to pay for that at all. And they'll help you and guide you. They're well-trained. And you know what? Get your health shored up. If there's something you're going to do this summer, get prepared for what's coming in the fall. And what I mean is things that I think we can't even see yet that are going to be coming on the American people. So make sure that you are shoring up your immune system, getting healthier, living a healthier life, and getting Balance of Nature. It's actually super affordable. If you just put in the code KATE, my first name, K-A-T-E, you can get 35% off and free shipping. It's such a great deal. And you can try it. It's money-back guarantee. You can try it. And in about 2 weeks, you'll notice some big differences in your health, good differences. I welcome back Dr. Duke Pesta from the Dr. Duke Show, an amazing show that you need to be checking out every day, and Uncle Milty. And, you know... Where do we go from here? My gosh, Uncle Dr. Pester, where do we go? Let's talk about the rally, shall we?
Well, I mean, this is what we mean when we say Donald Trump. The forces of anarchy have surrounded him. I mean, the idea that, you know, if there were 70,000 people in that building, that arena, it would be Donald Trump plans the death of 70,000 people infected, right?
So
this
true.
rally is white supremacism and disrespectful, as a number of African American politicians have said. The very holding of a rally by Donald Trump is it may as well be a Klan rally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happens if it's packed full. When it's packed this way, you've literally got people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You've got people like George Conway, the idiot husband of Conway in the White House, begging, pretty much praising the people who use TikTok, a Chinese-created social media platform, to spread chaos and to magnify the number of RSVPs, holding RSVPs so other actual people who wanted to go couldn't do it. The same people who successfully impeached Trump, mm-hmm. for colluding with a foreign government without no evidence, are the same people now who are inviting people to use Chinese technology to thwart Trump's campaigning, let alone his election. Suddenly, the foreign hostile powers using their power to stop Trump is perfectly acceptable. It's the world we live in.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And the numbers are skewed. The media is very misleading, saying he was hiding and not wanting to come out, and people weren't in the seats. And, you know, they really did. They tried to scare everybody from coming. And we were talking on the break a little bit about what this election looks like. And I think people, like, I agree with Uncle Milty. I think people are just being silent. They're not saying anything, but I see them recognizing what's happening right now and not wanting somebody like a Biden in there with all of these same ideas as these total Marxists running around taking down our statues. Go ahead, Uncle Milty.
I think all of these things we're seeing with the way they're on him about his rally mm-hmm. in Tulsa, which really was a good rally. It mm-hmm. was not a bad rally. But the media is not letting that go. Everything they're seeing, the boot kissing, the murders, mm-hmm. the police murders, the police quitting, everybody's getting really frightened. And I think what's going to happen is they're going to lay back, be quiet, mm-hmm. but they are waking up to the danger that we're all facing if the president is not reelected.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite as sanguine as you guys are, and I don't mean to be the overriding bummer here. I still think there mm-hmm. are, I agree with you, but I think there are a lot of people who are keeping their powder dry, who plan to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But when you factor in everything we've talked about so far and with the social media, we're 5 months out, and how the social media is already stifling any kind of successful communication or support for Trump. When you factor in the number of states that are going to go to these mail-in ballots, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump was right. A lot of these ballots are going to be made in foreign countries. How do you control that?
Yeah,
I mean, how do you, and if heaven forbid, COVID gets worse over the next couple of months, as there's mm-hmm. certain places where it's flaring up again, then if we have anything like a mail-in election, I think it's impossible for him to win that because of the logistics of the cheating. It's impossible. You cannot have. We tried it here in Wisconsin, right? A couple of months before an election to try to transfer over to all mail-in, and it's logistically impossible. Voter forms and votes actually ended up in different states here when we tried to do it.
Yeah.
This is not something you can throw together that easily.
That's so true.
Unless the president and his staff are going to fight fire with fire.
What do you mean?
I mean, is he prepared to do what's necessary, cheating himself to overcome their cheating?
Yeah.
I just don't think his followers will do it. I don't. I think that is something that the left is more comfortable with. And the irony of that is whether he does it or not, if he wins, they're going to accuse him of it anyway, right? I see the logic of what you're saying. But I wish he would just start being more vocal about what's going on now. Yes, the media hates you. But look, the media, Hollywood, they can't hate you any more than they do already. So start speaking out more broadly in defense of American traditions, American monuments. I mean, have your staff put together a bill, a federal bill, that would make it a mandatory felony to vandalize any public monument for any reason? I think most Americans would get behind that.
Yes.
If you had a federal law that said, hey, to vandalize public monuments is an immediate felony and a minimum three-year sentence to jail. I think the vast majority of this country would support that.
Yeah.
The media would go nuts, say it's anti-black, persecuting blacks. But where is it? Where is this stuff coming from, the White House?
That's interesting because, see, a lot of people are going to say, well, all this is taking place while Trump is president, so should Trump even go back in? Would he stop it if he can't stop it now or even poke more holes in this whole COVID thing? But I do think, like when Dr. Batar was talking to his special assistant, and the special assistant was saying, well, what are the dates of that vaccine? Because he was asking about the vaccine. He said, why is he all of a sudden in favor of a vaccine? And he said, well, look at the dates. It's after the election.
Yeah,
it's in December after the election, hint, you know. And so are there some plans like that? But it needs to start showing up right now. We need to start. This now.
I don't think he can fix. If he proposed that bill, I don't think the Republicans would let it pass. It would never pass the Congress, number one. And number two, I don't think the Senate would pass the Senate.
Yeah.
But that's on them. I mean, Donald Trump has been his most successful when he's been trying to do the right thing and he was stopped.
Yeah.
He's got to keep trying to do the right thing. He can't stay silent. It doesn't matter how unlikely it is he'll get those things passed, but he has to signal to those in the country who do not want Biden and to those in the country who would like to see him succeed, he's got to signal that he is willing to try. Let the failure be on them, but don't let the failure be, the mood in the country's changed, so we're just going to stay quiet. This is not the time to stay quiet. Start proposing things that you would do, that if you give me four more years and you give me the Senate, we will, or the Congress back, we will do. He's not doing enough of that right now. And again, I'm sure he was trying to use the rally to do that. But that was all on the entire message of the rally for many people was undercut by the hijinks and the hysteria and the all the attacks that were coming him from around him from so many different angles.
Yep.
I disagree with that. I think a lot of people were listening at home. I know I was. I know my family was. I know quite a few friends that were. And they're all saying the same thing. But they are saying he needs to really pick it up somehow to make his message get out there better.
We need to go back into history and say, how did these end before? Because we've had a couple of these just happened to be in key election years. But anyway, because I went back into my notes and it was so interesting how I could just absolutely replay 2016 all over again.
Yeah.
For me, though, the difference is that that 38% to 41% of people who are going to vote for him no matter what, he's got them.
Right.
But that's not enough this time. The question is, where are you going to get the other voters from?
Right.
You would think independents watching this chaos would gravitate to him. You would think independents, right, who don't hate this country, but are flexible in terms of which party they vote for. Right. I don't see, if you're an independent, I don't see you look around at what the country, forget what Donald Trump has done, what the politicians, what the media, what the culture has done to Donald Trump in the last 4 years. You voted for him the first time. Other than the fact that there's been a nonstop assault on him, he's done. He's given you the judges. He's tried with the border. He's tried a lot of things. What's the alternative to that?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Uncle Milton.
You know, his campaign manager was on one of the news programs mm-hmm. this past week, and they asked him about polling. You know, the polls show that Biden's way ahead. The polls show this. The polls show that. And Brad said, hey, you know what? We do our own internal polling. We know what we're looking for. We know what we're asking, mm-hmm. and we know what our results are. We're not concerned. They're thinking they have 25 to 28% of the black vote right now. Mm-hmm. That alone defeats the mm-hmm. progressives.
Interesting.
If it happens, I mean, I hope they're right. I really do. Mm-hmm. The other thing I would say as we wind down here, though, is, I mean, we got a really interesting situation in this country right now.
Yes, we
and
do.
The other thing that Donald Trump is fighting, the fact that Joe Biden does not ever have to step out of the bed for 80 days, mm-hmm. almost 3 months. He has not had any major event. Meanwhile, the money keeps rolling in while he sits in his basement.
Yep.
You know, yep. There is a real possibility mm-hmm. he will never once debate unless it's online and will never, ever do any kind of a tour or a speaking engagement. And he seems to be winning by yep. that because, you know,
you'll
the COVID
never
thing.
See the no people showing up. You'll never see that. Go ahead, Uncle
Matthew. The money's not rolling in for Biden. Well, he had one good month when a lot of big money
because
donors.
Because of Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, but prior to that, he was broke. He didn't have a dime in the bank, and then he had an $80 million month. Uh-huh. And he's still $200 million behind the president in money. There's not a ton of money.
A good month is a good month for a guy yeah. who never left his basement, for a guy who's borderline Alzheimer's, right? Yeah. So my point was is that he has resources coming in, uh-huh. and he is immediately covered for never showing his face.
Right.
He's the safe one. He's the adult. Mm-hmm. Don't just look at the presidential's number. Look at the numbers that maybe this is a lie too. The polls that say 80% of yeah. Americans favor mask wearing. 75%.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
No.
70% of Americans apparently don't want to see any of these rallies because people are going to be sick. I hope those numbers are fake, too. Yeah. They probably are.
Well, they are mm-hmm. fake. In our town, they actually, the newspaper in our town did a survey. They went out and counted people. 16% of people in our town are wearing masks. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Very interesting. So we'll have to see how this turns out. But you're right. Biden doesn't have to show his face, and he gets money from Black Lives Matters. And I wonder if people really realize that all the money goes to the Democratic Party. That's where the money goes. I mean, there's no other place for it to go.
I think through all of this conversation, uh-huh. the one thing we have proven and can be sure of, you can't believe a damn thing here.
No. And I'll make my final statement. Uh-huh. I hope you guys are right. The one thing that seems to me to be an insurmountable problem is if you have a lot of voting by mail.
Yeah.
If he could find a way to stop that, if it's a fair election, if it's an on the ground election, if people are turning out physically to the polls, he's got a good shot. But if a majority or even large numbers of states and individuals, particularly in the swing states, mm-hmm. are allowed to vote by mail, that strikes me as an almost a difficult thing to overcome.
Yeah, they're trying to make it fraudulent.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in every respect that they can. And really, honestly, that was the only way they could probably finagle it or get people to believe that people voted for Biden. Mm-hmm. Because when you see the lack of showing, right, when you see the lack of people at an event for him, everybody would be assured that nobody was going to vote for him. But if you can hide him, not have him show up at any rallies, and then do a mail-in, you could fraudulently
right.
do it.
And that's their goal. There's no question.
Yeah, for sure. Dr. Duke, I hope everybody catches your show. The Dr.
Yes.
Duke Show plays on the Kate Daly Show Facebook page right after the show, so catch it. You can watch
Thanks,
it right
guys.
There.
Thank you.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thanks. What a great discussion. Be
yes,
right back on the Kate Daly Show.